making a difference in our community through philanthropy. This is Rory McKinnon, owner-operator of the Angus and Alliston McDonald's. Rory, thanks for being a community builder. You're involved in so many charitable endeavors. What are some of the campaigns you're taking part in?
It's funny you say that. I don't know. As far as the list and such, Marlene and I try and wade in is certainly with the hospital, with the Rotary and with the Lions. We're not members of either the Rotary or the Lions, but we're on the Rolodex whenever there's a project. Great example being with the Lions lately. There's a grant established to provide coffee and snacks to the long-term care homes and the seniors homes in the area. And so we heard about that. I got connected with the Lions, and they said, "Well, we'll donate the coffee and the cookies. Just need to, we need some help as far as getting it there." So the Lions have been doing that with us since last week, getting that out to the homes. But that's a good example.
What's your motivation for community service?
I think it's. The best answer to that is that we're all in this together, and we all have an obligation to. I believe we all have an obligation to support our community. Without that, you really don't have a community. Alliston, this area has always been very accepting and supportive of our family and any sort of initiatives that we've had as a business and as a family, and. We want to ensure that we give that back too. So that's been the way it's been, since we've been here. We moved here in 2004, and it's been a fabulous, very accepting and accommodating community since.
Now, many people know that you play the bagpipes and you play at many occasions and events. What some may not know is that you're often requested to play at funerals.
We all try and do what we can, right? The funerals and such are like I'll accept a invitation to pipe at a funeral. The funeral directors in town know if it's a veteran, generally I'll get the call, and I really am honored to do those. And then if there's a fee, which usually it goes directly to the house, which that's a really good fit for me, and I'll make time for that. So that's that thing. But over the years, there's been just some, just being part of those funerals and being part of that event is really been fulfilling for me as well, because, the service, I find very special.
Now, what advice would you give to someone who wants to help out in the community but may not know how to start?
They have to find the fit. A great example being for us with the hospital. We got involved with the hospital we had a crisis within our family that the hospital, the level of care was extraordinary. And I reached out to the hospital foundation asking, at the time was John Yitzma from Home Hardware, what more can we do? And that's how I got involved with them. So it's as simple as that, I think. If you extend that to the soccer clubs, to the baseball, to the hockey and such, there's everybody finds their own way to contribute. And I think there's a vast army of folks that you really don't get recognized that support throughout the community.
Thank you, Rory McKinnon, for your time and for all you do in the community. You can listen to all our community builders at SouthSimcoeToday.ca.